Hello and welcome to Hashtag Taiwan, the show where we talk about what's trending online, well, in Taiwan. I'm your host, Leslie Liao, and for the next few minutes, I'm going to be telling you about something that maybe happened on social media in Taiwan, or a popular YouTube video that's circulating the internet, or maybe I'm just going to tell you about a piece of news that got a lot of attention in Taiwan. This week's episode is one of those instances where we're going to talk about a piece of news that got a lot of attention in Taiwan. Today's story is about a newly renovated baseball stadium that took 3 years and $40 million to complete. And upon completion, it had a huge grand opening and an inauguration. But after that, it was shut down after two baseball games. What happened? Well, I'll have that story coming up next. Don't go away. Baseball is Taiwan's national sport. In fact, Taiwan's pretty good at baseball. Taiwan has 17 Little League World Series titles. Taiwan has also had players compete in Major League Baseball, many of whom have impressive careers. You have Chen Ming-Wang, who tied for most wins as a pitcher in the 2006 season. Then there's Hong Chi-Kuo, who finished the 2010 season as one of the best reliever pitchers in the league. Taiwan also has its own professional baseball league, the CPBL. The league currently has 5 teams: the Fubon Guardians, the CTBC Brothers, the Uni-President Lions, the Rakuten Monkeys, and the Weichuan Dragons. There's a 6th team on the way, the TSG Hawks. Today, I want to talk about the Weichuan Dragons, the most recent team to join the CPBL's primary league. More specifically, I want to talk about their new stadium in Hsinchu City. Hsinchu Stadium originally opened on November 27, 1976. In 2019, the stadium started renovations to give the Weichuan Dragons a new home stadium. Renovations took 3 years and 1.2 billion new Taiwan dollars, or about $40 million. Last Friday, the stadium reopened to much fanfare. President Tsai Ing-wen showed up to inaugurate the new stadium, and then it quickly shut down after two games. What went wrong? How about everything? Two players got hurt. One hurt his shoulder while making a diving catch, and the other jammed his thumb on the ball after it bounced erratically on the field. And you might be thinking, big deal, sports injuries happen. But Hsinchu Stadium's field may have been a primary factor in causing those injuries. For one, the grass in the outfield is too hard and there's gravel out there too. Trying to make a diving catch in those conditions is just asking for trouble. Then the infield's dirt consistency is irregular, which made it hard for the infielder who got hurt to anticipate the ball's trajectory, thus leading to the injury. The stadium's problems are documented in this meticulous Facebook thread posted by a page called Catch Them All. The thread shows the poor condition of the playing field, but the playing field isn't the only place where there are problems. There are many design flaws here. There's torn flooring, inconsistent stair height, exposed wiring, rusted stairs, nails poking out of walls. Then there's the seating, which is a combination of unsafe and pointless. You have seats that have completely obstructed views of the game, seats that can look straight into the bathrooms, and you also have seats that are directly under metal scaffolding where cameras are mounted. Finally, here's the most baffling thing: a bathroom door installed backwards. The bathroom door lock is on the outside, which means someone installed the door backwards, looked at it, and said, "Yeah, this seems right." At that point, that isn't poor design. That's a bad job. And people are mad, as they should be, because this stadium took 3 years and 1.2 billion new Taiwan dollars to renovate. Not build, renovate. And let's circle back to the grand stairway that was completely rusted through. That is more rust than stairway. The most baffling thing about this to me is that someone looked at all of these mistakes and said, "Oh yeah, this is what a good baseball stadium looks like." And like I said, the president showed up to inaugurate the baseball stadium. So they not only said, "This is a good baseball stadium," they said, "This is a stadium good enough for the president." And that just about does it for this week's edition of Hashtag Taiwan. Don't you find it ridiculous? 3 years and $40 million, and you get a baseball stadium that is barely functional. It's not even functional, it's flat out unsafe. Anyway, I highly urge you to watch the video of this week's Hashtag Taiwan, which you can find on our social media outlets. You can see it on Facebook, on YouTube, because I put in a lot of pictures of the poor design choices that were put into Hsinchu Stadium. Anyway, guys, I'll be back with another edition of Hashtag Taiwan next week. Until then, I'll talk to you again very soon. See you around.